Hello everyone, welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Subdeo. Today we'll cover the news about the return of two Halifax-class frigates from the Asia-Pacific region, National Peacekeepers Day, and the 9th Annual Military Police National Motorcycle Relay is on the way. Her Majesty's Canadian ships HMCS Winnipeg and Ottawa returned recently to Canada after a five-month deployment in the Asia-Pacific region on Sidon Cutlass 17. Sidon Cutlass 17 provided an opportunity for over 430 personnel from the Canadian Armed Forces to engage in numerous exercises with regional partner navies like the Royal Australian Navy, the Chilean Navy, the French Navy, the Indian Navy, and the United States Navy, just to name a few. These exercises were done at sea, but the RCN also took part in key events and engagements in 14 different ports across 10 countries during its deployment. This type of deployment helps in providing options for the Government of Canada in the event a Canadian response is needed in the region. And as was the case last year when the HMCS Vancouver provided relief after the earthquake in New Zealand. Participation of exercises of this nature delivers valuable training and improved interoperability while advancing the readiness of personnel. The Vice Admiral Ron Lloyd, the commander of the Royal Canadian Navy, said, "Through their impressive and professional efforts, they have reinforced Canada's commitment to our regional friends and partners as we strengthen our mutual understanding and interoperability to ensure our collective success in the future." The deployment showcases Canada's commitment to the Asia-Pacific region as outlined in Canada's new defense policy, Strong, Secure, Engaged. Since its establishment in 2008, National Peacekeepers Day has provided an opportunity for Canadians to express their gratitude and respect to those who serve in international peace and security operations. For the past 60 years, more than 125,000 Canadian personnel of the Canadian Armed Forces, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, provincial and municipal police forces, as well as Canadian diplomats and civilians have served as peacekeepers around the world. The greatest single loss of Canadian lives on a peacekeeping mission occurred on August 9, 1974. On that fatal day, all nine Canadian personnel on the UN-marked Canadian transport aircraft were killed when their plane was shot down by Syrian missiles. In recognition of that loss, August 9 was designated as National Peacekeepers Day. Now, since 1948, 122 Canadian peacekeepers gave their lives in service of peace. In a joint statement from the Ministers of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, the Foreign Affairs Minister, the Veterans Affairs Minister, and the National Defense Minister, they said that the bravery of the peacekeepers will continue to be represented in the selfless work of peacekeepers around the world. Also, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, he said, "Over the years, Canadian peacekeepers have helped monitor ceasefires, protect the most vulnerable from ravages of war, and build the foundations of peace." He went on to say that peacekeepers often endangered their lives to help those most affected by violent conflict, in particular women and girls. "They work tirelessly to protect human rights and to ensure the voices of the most vulnerable are represented in peace processes." The 9th Annual Military Police National Motorcycle Relay began on July the 30th in Victoria, BC, where participants will ride across Canada to raise funds for the visually impaired children. This relay is the world's longest annual motorcycle relay with a distance of more than 10,000 kilometers from coast to coast. Stops will be made at Canadian Armed Forces establishments and points of interest along the way. It is expected that a total of 300 riders will participate, each just driving a leg of the relay for maybe a day, some for just a province, and some from coast to coast. This relay would make its way across the country and will arrive in St. John's, Newfoundland, on August the 23rd. With what started out initially years ago for the military police motorcycle enthusiast, the relay is now open to anyone, those in the military or even civilians. Since its start in 2009, the relay has raised more than $480,000 on behalf of the Military Police Fund for blind children and other charities. If you're interested in participating or even to take a look at the route of this relay, please click on the link below in the description. Thanks for joining me on Vanguard Radio today. I hope you enjoy our show and we would love to have your feedback. So please make a comment and let us know how we're doing. This is Marcelo Sugdeu saying bye for now.